Chevron, earlier tonight we spoke about how Yeshua was Matzliach against the other Meraglim. The other Meraglim that was strong and able to withstand the pressures of the ten Meraglim was Kalev. How was he Matzliach? So the Pasuk says in Perek Yagimel, Pasuk HaBez, Vayalu Banegev, they went up into the Negev, Vayavo Ad Chevron. The Pasuk says, Vayavo Ad Chevron, and he came to Chevron. It should be Vayavo'u, and they came to Chevron. Vaya'alu, they went up. Vayavo'u, it should be. It says Vayavo'u, he came to Chevron. So the famous Gemara Sota, the Rashi quotes, that this is referring just to Kalev himself. Kalev Vado Halach Sham. Kalev by himself was there. And what did he do? V'nishtateach ha'kivrei avos. He went and he did ishtadchus. He davened the ishtadchus. Ishtadchus is a very special Kabbalistic way of davening, by spreading your whole body on the kever, connecting to the neshama of the tzaddik, and he did hishtadchus on the kevarim of the Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov in Chevron. And that's how he was matzliach. First of all, we see here a black and white makor in Chazal of the importance of davening at kibre tzaddikim. It's very, very important. Unfortunately, there are those who don't understand and they talk like, why is it so important, daven kibre tzaddikim? We see right here Chazal, how important it is to daven kibre tzaddikim. Daven in Chevron, daven b'kever Rachel. We have mamish minutes from our house to schus to daven by the oil by the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal. That there's a koyach to daven kibre tzaddikim. If you want to understand it in depth, we don't have time now in a 5-minute Torah, but you should read Kuntres Yishtadchus by Mittler Rebbe, and you understand all the different ways to daven by kibre tzaddikim and the koyach of daven by kibre tzaddikim, which Chazal teach us every time we're by kibre tzaddikim. It's like we're davening mamish in Chevron. So that was Kalev. Comes along with Samson Val Hirsch. With Samson Val Hirsch, he asks, I don't understand, was it really only Kalev? Was it really only Kalev that was in Chevron? A few psukim later, all the Meraglim say that they saw Yelidei Ha'anak Re'inu Sham. We saw the children of the Anakim, of the giants. And later in that pasuk earlier, where was that? In Chevron, V'sham Achimon Sheisha V'talmai Yelidei Ha'anak. They all said they all saw the children of the Anakim. But where were they? In Chevron. So they all were in Chevron. So at first, yes, I don't understand. It wasn't just Kalev that was in Chevron. They were all in Chevron. So it must be, he explained so beautifully, that until they got to Chevron and saw these giants, they were all the Shema. Let's remember, these were Kulam Anashim. They were Nisim, they were Tzadikim. They went in, yes, to spy our troll, to see how we're going to conquer troll. They wanted to. And they see that, those giants. So 10 of them got very scared, and that's when their whole entire mindset started to change. And they started to be afraid. And they started not to have the proper bitachon Hashem. Kalev saw this. And Kalev got scared that they'd have Ashba on him. And that's why he ran. While they're in Chevron, he was the one alone, by Yavo, and he went to daven by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov to be matzliach. We see from here, first of all, the Kalev understood the koyach of tefillah, but Kalev also understood the koyach to connect to the avos, to have a connection to our parents, to have a connection to our rabbeim, to be strong and to stand strong against the sviva, the environment where others are trying to pull us down. We need that aseh l'charav. We need the people in our lives that are older, that understand, that have an objective, clear, toyadic viewpoint in life that we're always connected to. Especially when we're not no longer in yeshiva. We need to always be connected to our Rabbeim, and those who inspire us and help us stay strong and clear in our Avodas Hashem. And Kalev understood this. He went to the Avos. Yes, to Davin. But also to connect back. And that's why Kalev is Gematria 52, which is Gematria Ben. Kalev understood, because he was a Ben, that he needs to be connected to Avos, and that will keep him strong. But I saw as well something amazing, because it says Vayavo Ad Chevron. So Vada, we have to be Darshan and understand one of them, there's something special about one of them. How do we know it was Kalev? How do we know it was Kalev? Listen to this from the Halig Asemach Tzadik, the Vision Tzadik, the Zeichet Tzadik, Kajos Baruch. He says as follows, if you take Kalev, we said, is Gematria 52. You ready for this one? So Remes, Kalev is Gematria 52. If you do Kalev, then Bemiloi. So it's Kaf is Kaf Pei, Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalad, Bez is Bez Yud Tuf. And you add all of those letters, Kalev with the Miloy, it's 586. Which happens to be Gematria Shofar, but that's for another time. Anyways, Lameisa, so Kalev with the Miloy, 586. Kalev by itself is 52. 586 plus 52. If you add together the Kalev Benigla and the Kalev with the Miloy, 586 plus 52 is Gematria 638. So Kalev, who's his complete Mahus, is 638. Kalev, which is Gematria 638, is exactly Gematria Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So Kalev was the one who understood he has to connect to the Avos. Kalev is that Ben who understood I have to be connected to the previous door. I have to be connected to Tzaddikim, and that will keep me strong wherever I am. Chevra, over the summer specifically, we might be in places, I'm not in regular yeshiva, I'm not in the regular environment. But Baruch Hashem, one of the koiches we have with technology, most of technology is tremendous downfall. Most of technology is full of taiva. But at least it's easier to get in touch through calling, through texting, through WhatsApp with your Rabbeim, with the people in your life that can keep you strong and keep you connected in the proper way so I don't fall into that tziva. Learn from Kalev and let's stay connected and be matzliach wherever we are, in every situation that we are. Have a heilige, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha, full of bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh.